in order to be a great back in this league, that this is the arena you have to do it in?
I don't want to say a great back. There's tons of backs that were great that didn't, you know, get the playoffs and Super Bowls. But just as a team, I think this as a player, there's things that you want to do. You want to win games. You want to go to playoffs and play well, have success as a team.
Do you, after the season that you've had, to validate this season that you have had, do you need to turn it up a notch here in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so. Myself and other teammates. You know, the playoffs is it's tough. It's hard to get here, and it's hard to stay. So, you know, there's no tomorrow. You got to play hard every game, every second, you know, every play. So if we do that together, we should be fine.
A lot of your best games, a lot of your best touchdowns have come in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
In the history of the game, you have some of the best fourth quarter stats. Do you think a running back can be clutch? Is the way we talk about quarterbacks being clutch in last drive, is that applied to running backs?
I think so. I think just the lineman and the running back. You know, the more touches, the more plays you get running the ball, the comfortable you get. The different looks you see how defense, they adjust to certain plays that you're running, and you fill them out. So the play, you know, it might be successful in the left, kind of late in the game, might be more successful to the right. You know, and defenses are smart, and they try to adjust to whatever you're doing. It's a reaction. We run right, you know, they chase us right. So it's just different things, man, that the way you fit into a run, just get more comfortable. I think as the game goes on, in the fourth quarter, you kind of can really take over.
How much of that fourth quarter success has been kind of Chip and his adjustments in the run game? It seemed like last week you guys did a few different things in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's something we've been working on, trying to just, you know, run the ball in different ways. We ran the ball a lot under the center, which is definitely different. You know, we gave him a handful. We're very successful on the ground. It's always about kind of just doing different things, showing the defense so many different looks. Because as a defense, you have to prepare for it. You know, so we have so much success under the center, running different plays. Now this week, maybe add a little bit more. So just giving the team a lot to look at, a lot to prepare for. Because this offense is tough to stop. And I think if you give them more things to look at, it's even tougher to stop.
Before the season started, you guys were a 4-win team last year. Who knows what the expectations were internally, but outside, I don't think a lot of people thought this team would make the playoffs. But now that you're here and at this point, you can't be satisfied, right?
No, not at all. You know, Coach Kelly's a new coach, so I think his mentality coming here is just, you know, we're going to play hard every play, and we're made for the playoffs. You know, everybody's so excited for us to be here, but we should be here. Everybody's so excited about us, you know, being division champs. I think we should be. We prepare hard each game. We have so much talent on this team, man, and when the way we prepare. So we prepare to be the champs of the division, and we prepare to win this game. I'm sure the Saints they're a good team for sure. They have a very explosive offense and a solid defense, but I think the guys in this locker room, the coaches we have, we can get the job done.
You mentioned the talent. You have two guys behind you, and Bryce and Chris. I mean, how valuable is that for you to have capable backups like that?
Yeah, that's the good thing about it, is having good depth. I think every good team, you need some depth. So if there's a time where I need a break, you know, there's not a big drop-off. I think when I go out the game, you know, and Chris and Bryce, man, those guys are tough. They play hard, and that's what you need. I think for a championship team, man, you need guys that can come in and kind of step in and make plays when the star guys or the starters are down.
What's been the key for you having the success you've had this year?
I think just the linemen. There's so much success is because the linemen are healthy. They're playing hard. Coach Kelly's finding ways to kind of get the matchups one-on-one with defenders. And it's getting the ball in my hands in open space. You know, and a lot of credit goes to guys up front. And this whole year they've been playing lights out.
How comfortable are you with this idea that you are now maybe the best running back in the league?
I don't want to say comfortable. You never can be comfortable. You know, it's always guys each year trying to come for that job, that crown, that spot. You know, myself, I'm still trying to, you know, be the best I can be. And there's so much room in my game for improvement. So, I mean, each year, each time I get a chance to try to be better, I try to do that. Small things, taking more advantage, I think. I mean, I'm not perfect, so I'm not going to make every guy miss. But I want to get more better chances, better percentages on the one-on-one opportunities. Small things, making more big plays. I think sometimes I feel like it's always I do just enough in this, and it's the last guy that gets me, where if I get him, I'm gone. So just trying to make more of my opportunities. You know, I think I'm doing a good job, but, you know, I always could be better.
I know he's on the other side of the ball, but what kind of presence
who's that?
Is D'Amico?
Okay.
What kind of presence does he have in the locker room?
Oh, man, just D'Amico Ryans is excellent. He's a great leader vocally, and a lot of things about guys as vocal leaders, they don't actually do it on the field, and he does it. You know, everything he preaches, he talks about, he shows on the field. He's a hard worker. He's a good man. He's a good teammate. And there's times where I find him, go to find him and kind of get some advice. And he fires me up every game. You know, he's always preaching, you know, you want to be the best, go do it. Be the best, you know, and strive for greatness. Even on the practice field where he's a vet, you know, doing so many reps. I'm sure he knows it. I'm sure he got the game plan, you know, but he does the reps. You know, instead of letting the backups going, he goes out and does it. So just seeing it every day, a guy like him who's is very established in this league and is a heck of a player, go out and actually, you know, prepare very hard. So you see a guy like that do it, why not yourself?
Well, Sean, when you guys were 3-5, you were coming off, you know, two games where the offense hadn't scored a touchdown and everything. How did you guys keep it together as an offense? And did you ever, like, sense any kind of doubt?
You said two, what'd you say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
When you guys were 3-5, you had just, like, lost two games in a row where the offense didn't score a touchdown or anything.
I mean, that's in the past. I think we're, you know, totally different team. It's a way of preparing. And the good thing about this team is we don't let the small things in the past bother us. You know, everybody talks about, oh, well, you know, a couple games where you guys can win at home. Well, that's old. You know, we're past that. We're winning at home. The crowd's behind us. You know, as a team, we're playing for each other. And we're rolling. I think we're hot right now. I think we're real hot. Even if the games are close or not, blowouts, we're winning. You know, we're getting the job done. The ball's falling on our court where other times it didn't. So, I mean, I think it's a lot of playing hard, preparing hard, you know, and it is a little luck sometimes. But that's the way it is right now. We're rolling.
Was it tough kind of holding it together at that point?
No, it wasn't tough. It's got to get better. Never get complacent with just, you know, if you're not playing well or you are playing well, you just got to get better.
You have, Sean, can you guys two more guys, two more?
20-plus yard runs.
How many?
This year. 19 for the team, 14 for you. What's the key to that? That's never happened here before. Why are those runs happening?
Just like I said, man, just the guys up front are healthy. They're blocking well. And just the one-on-one opportunities. I think I'm getting the best of them guys on one-on-one opportunities. And that's not easy. It's not easy because you got to get there. And the guys up front are getting me there. You know, and Coach Kelly, just the designs he has, the plays, using different decoys, just to get the matchups. You know, that's all you can ask for is just the matchups. And I think just the guys that we have on offense with the matchups, we're making the best of it.
The weather can be unpredictable. Obviously, you found that out in the game against the Lions. What would you personally like to see in terms of would you like to see a game play out like what we saw?
That's the last thing we're worrying about is the weather. I mean, we played in 8 inches of snow. Is that what it was, 8 inches? Yes. I mean, the weather.
Does that play into your hands, though? Do you have those sort of conditions again?
I would say so. I mean, whatever we're playing, we're ready to roll. Snow, rain, whatever it is, we're going to execute the game plan. We're going to play fast tempo. We're going to be firing at all angles. That's how we play. That's Eagle football. That's the way Coach K likes it, no matter what the weather is. So, I mean, he said it before, we'll play in the parking lot. You know, I remember him saying it on the interview. So, we don't matter what it is, we're ready to play.
Well, Sean, can you played against a Rob Ryan defense twice last year, Right. Obviously. Can you study a defensive coordinator's tendencies and kind of, even when he switches teams, like to see if there's stuff that works in your game?
Well, he's actually different. There's times where the different blitzes and stunts he runs, there's no reasoning for it. There's no yardage why it does it. Where other defensive coordinators, okay, around third and six, third and seven, he wants to send a type of pressure. You know, small things or safeties kind of detail, wider, blitz to the left or right. He's different. He just goes. He just goes and does what he wants. I guess he has the guys to do it. He has the talent down there to do it, the fast on defense. But, I mean, that's fine. We're going to study them on tape, and we'll stick to our rules. And we're not going to change our game. I think a lot of times with teams, they let the defense dictate what they're going to do. We're different. I mean, I feel like a lot of games we have lost or haven't played well is because we didn't play well as a group. You know, we didn't execute. And that's been the answer. Or that's been the question of why we lost, or answer why we lost. So I don't really see the defense making a big difference of how we play good or how we play bad. It's more of us.